We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Fongjiang harmonious viewers. Fongjiang means welcome in Hakka, a language spoken by around 40 million people in China, Formosa or Taiwan, and Hong Kong. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Vorong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bue, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafu, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafu. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blendlsat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüe, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampar Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, mobile banking in Tanzania helps people obtain needed medical treatment. In good governance news, the Philippine government plans to build classrooms and distribute land to small farmers. In hero news, loyal canines in the United Kingdom fetch a man to save their caregiver's life. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 13th, legendary Indian classical vocalist Ustad Amir Khan is remembered. Born in 1912, he passed away on this day in 1974. Ustad Amir Khan devoted almost 40 years to Hindustani classical music and founded the unique style called Indore Gharana. He awed listeners with his compelling tones, which were described as being serenely spiritual. For his extraordinary talent, in 1971, Ustad Amir Khan was the recipient of the Padma Bhushan, among India's highest civilian honours, and in 1967, the Sangeet Natak Academy, the premier Indian recognition given to practising artists. May Ustad Amir Khan's extraordinarily touching voice continue to remind us all of our divine nature.
Fly-in news. Floods sweep Bolivia and Peru. Days of record rainfall in Bolivia, leading to inevitable flooding, displaced more than 2,000 families as of Friday, February 11th, amidst warnings from the National Weather Service that continued precipitation is forecast through mid-March. Many of the evacuees were residents of Cochabamba Department in central Bolivia, with its El Chapare province being among the areas hardest hit, as the overflowing Chapare River resulted in fast-moving floodwaters reaching 2 meters in depth and carrying away cars and homes.
Bolivian President Evo Morales is traveling to assess damage and help deliver food aid to the flood victims. To the west, neighboring Peru has also been swamped by rare rains on her usually dry west coast. In Vilca district of Huancavelica region, some 900 villagers were isolated after floodwaters from the Xucash River inundated roads, while 600 villagers in Matahuasi and San Carlos were left without drinking water due to damaged infrastructure.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if assistance is needed in either nation. Adding that emergency funds are available, she also asked that they go if possible to help the most desperate.
Our appreciation, Your Excellency, and all Bolivian and Peruvian personnel working to alleviate the flood situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted concern. May such weather intensities be eased as we strive for greater consideration of fellow beings on our shared earthly abode.
Japanese volcano erupts again. On Friday, February 11th, the Shinmoe volcano in southern Japan erupted for the 10th time since becoming active in late January, for the first time in 52 years. This most recent eruption sent billowing smoke up to a height of around 2,500 meters, along with significant seismic vibrations, with rocks that were observed falling as a result. Along with local evacuations, a number of schools and roads were closed after the first eruptions, with road, rail, and air transport affected, as well as crop damage reported from falling ash, and windows shattered in some places. As a precautionary measure, a danger zone has been set up in a radius of 4 kilometers around the crater. We are thankful for the protective measures of Japanese officials, as we pray for the continued protection of affected residents. May humanity's greater kindness toward one another and the ecosphere help such potential dangers subside.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Supreme Master Ching Hai reveals the God-bestowed quality. In the Holy Bible's book describing the creation of the world, it is stated that humans were made in God's own image. during a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff on February the 9th in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered a deeper spiritual understanding of this biblical statement.
The reason why it is said that we are made in the image of God because we have 100% God quality. That is because God imparted to us. There are different degrees of GQ within the creation. Depends on the necessity of the use. It's like the electricity is the same, but sometimes the bulbs are different, eh? Like, okay, there's a light bulb with 100 watt, very bright, and there a light bulb with 50 watt, and 25 watt, 5 watt, etc., etc. The inner source is the same, the electricity is the same, like the God quality is the same, just the degree is different. We human have 100% of God light. That's why we can practice the Guan Yin method, and then we can see the light and hear the sound of God. Animal has not this privilege.
Master, how much God quality do animals have?
Oh, it depends. But I have like a top 12. You want to know which one?
Yes,
are the top 12?
Yes.
To find out the surprising results of the top 12 God quality rankings of animals, in addition to revelations on breatharianism and more, please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for openly sharing this information that affirms the God nature of all living beings. May we walk the earth in joyous and respectful awareness of the divine within our fellow beings as in ourselves.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights speaks out against Israeli settlements. Speaking on Friday, February 11th, during her first official visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories, United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, highlighted the need to resolve differences by applying regulations as stipulated by international law. Having met with both Israeli President Shimon Peres and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, as well as victims of human rights violations and human rights workers, Commissioner Pillay stated that the laws are intended to provide clear and impartial guidelines, as she went on to say that the settlement of Israelis in occupied Palestinian territory is clearly prohibited under international law, calling for the complete halt in East Jerusalem. She also expressed concern for a lack of accountability on both sides, and urged for all violence to stop, as well as calling for the lifting of the Israeli blockade since 2007 that has restricted the flow of goods and services to and from Palestine. Concluding with a sense of optimism, Commissioner Pillay stated, "All these problems that I have raised are solvable. Palestinians and Israelis are equally entitled to security and human rights, neither of which can be pursued at the expense of the other. I am encouraged by the fact that all my interlocutors during this visit took human rights seriously and showed preparedness to engage on the issues raised. Commissioner Pillay and United Nations, we appreciate your appeal to enact international human rights laws toward a goal of Israeli-Palestinian peace. May such values be upheld in all actions and negotiations for harmonious relations to prevail throughout the Middle East."
Super Grandma fights off thieves. On Monday, February the 7th, six armed men attempting to enter a jeweler's shop in Northampton, England, were observed by local resident, Miss Anne Timpson, who is in her 70s. As she identified their actions, Miss Timpson ran toward them, raising her shopping bag over her head to hit the men, who then attempted to flee on their motorbikes. Thanks to her timely intervention, police who had been called to the scene were able to apprehend four of the would-be burglars, and no one was injured. An eyewitness to the event told the Daily Mirror newspaper, "She was amazing. We were terrified, but she ran down the road with her handbag in the air. She did not seem scared." The brave Miss Timpson later said, "In the cold light of day, I know I put myself in danger, but I probably would do the same again." With awe and admiration, we salute Miss Anne Timpson for your quick and courageous intervention. May you be blessed with many more years of exemplary health, vigor, and virtue.
For her daring and selfless actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Ms. Anne Timpson with the Shining World Heroine Award, along with $1,000 for her own use.
C save our planet. Unprecedented ocean warming, speeding Arctic melt. The latest evidence of global warming presented by a team of German, Norwegian, and US scientists has shown that the northern end of the Gulf Stream current, which is flowing into the Arctic Ocean, is warmer now than it has been for at least 2,000 years. Analyzing ocean sediment cores dating back 2 millennia, the scientists found that the waters in the Fram Strait between Greenland and Svalbard, Norway, have warmed roughly 2 degrees Celsius in the past century. The Fram Strait is the main carrier of ocean heat to the Arctic, and in recent summers registered at around 6 degrees Celsius, which is warmer than at any other previous time included in the data.
Dr. Robert Spielhagen of the Academy of Sciences, Humanities and Literature in Mainz, Germany, noted the implications of the unnaturally warm temperatures, stating, "We must assume that the accelerated decrease of the Arctic sea ice cover and the warming of the ocean and atmosphere of the Arctic measured in recent decades are in part related to an increased heat transfer from the Atlantic. As the ice melts, darker colored waters are exposed, which soak up more heat from the sun and further accelerate warming. With Arctic ice cover at a record low as of January 2011, scientists warn that the region is all too quickly heading toward ice-free summers, with repercussions that range from the loss of vital habitat to more far-reaching changes, such as weather disturbances in the British Isles."
Dr. Spielhagen and Associates, our sincere thanks for your dedicated efforts to reveal these interrelated factors of global warming. May we all do our part to adopt lifestyles that protect and cool our planet.
Speaking of the situation's urgency during a September 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai described the most effective means by which we may halt Arctic warming, as well as all threats of climate change.
"As you saw for yourself, how quickly the North Pole is melting. Is at least twice as fast as the rest of the globe. First, we have to survive. We cut down the number one cause of global warming. We have to eliminate animal product because we want to save the planet. No animal product means having the planet. And even a heavenly world we will have, because being veg changes everything drastically. With temperatures stabilized, ecosystems balanced, animals thriving in peace, one of the results is that the ice in the Arctic will be restored and quickly, along with the repairing of nature in every corner of the planet."
Arab League Chief Amir Moussa, an Egyptian national and former foreign minister, announces plans to resign from his current post in the coming weeks.
The Supreme Council of the Egyptian Armed Forces issues a communique stating that the nation will continue to respect all regional and international accords, including a peace treaty with Israel.
As the Egyptian military assumes temporary leadership of the country on its way to democratic reform, protesters remaining in Cairo's Tahrir Square say they will stay until certain demands are assured, such as an interim government, a new constitution committee, and a timetable for elections.
Human rights group Amnesty International organizes rallies in 46 major cities throughout 16 countries, while thousands of Palestinians gather in Gaza, all to celebrate and show support for the Egyptian people's victorious and peaceful call for democracy, with the people of Palestine also expressing hope that Egypt's reforms will include their ability to travel freely through the nation's Rafah crossing.
Pro-democracy protests in Yemen and Algeria continue to be largely peaceful, despite cases of injury and arrest by police, with hundreds of people in places like Canada and France coming out to show their solidarity and support.
Save our planet. Following years of court involvement, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency makes a final ruling that forbids the establishment of a huge mountaintop removal mining project in West Virginia to protect the health and water supply of Appalachian wildlife and communities.
Save our planet. With climate change causing potential disease and loss to corn species in other parts of the world, Mexico decides to preserve the integrity and resiliency of her 60 native varieties of corn by turning down the offer to implement genetically modified versions.
For its thoughtful and eco-conscious actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the Mexican government with the Shining World Leadership Award.
Save our planet. Commemorating the launch of the UN Year of Forests, Afghan officials highlight the dangers of deforestation, such as flash flooding and threats to biodiversity, as they affirm the government's plan to implement national policies to prevent further loss.
I'm Mariko the Markor, and my scrumptious vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products. Today, I have a tip for a delectable snack. Try keeping a colorful bowl of fresh fruit available. It's delicious, nutritious, and also makes a nice room decoration. And it will encourage family members to eat more fruits for health benefits. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the World Wide Weather.
In health news, mobile banking in Tanzania helps people obtain needed medical treatment. Clinics in the nation, such as comprehensive community-based rehabilitation, are using the mobile technology to transfer funds to patients so they can afford the travel costs to the hospital from rural areas. Surgeon Dr. Robert Marenga, one of the physicians involved in this caring practice, said, "It has changed our treatment because now we are having so many patients who could not access treatment before because of the transport barrier." Mobile phone banking has become increasingly popular in Tanzania. Our heartfelt appreciation, Dr. Robert Marenga, comprehensive community-based rehabilitation, and other participating physicians and clinics for your dedicated support of many to achieve well-being. May advances in technology such as these continue to benefit the beautiful individuals of the great continent of Africa.
In good governance news, the Philippine government makes plans to build classrooms and distribute land to small farmers. Funding of $273 million has been allocated to construct 14,000 new classrooms to address existing shortages. In addition, $230 million will be directed to acquire public and private lands that will be redistributed to recipients of an agrarian reform project. Our sincere gratitude, Philippine government, for these very progressive steps. May they enhance the lives of gracious citizens of your nation on a gentle and sustainable earth with heaven's immense blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, loyal canines bring help to their beloved caregiver. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. Stay tuned for more resplendent news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, comfortable news for a contented world. In hero news, loyal canines help save their caregiver's life. Mrs. Joanna Kay of Leeds, Great Britain, was out walking with her 18-month-old Lhasa Apso dog companions, Lady and Millie, when she slipped on the ice and became unconscious. Lady and Millie took off down the street, where Mr. Matthew Giles was working on underground gas pipes. Hearing the two continuously barking, he followed the concerned canines, who led him to Mrs. Kay. She was immediately taken to her nearby home and has recovered. Mrs. Kay said, "The Lhasa Apso is a very loyal breed, but what the dogs did really was above and beyond. It was fantastic." "We are so happy to hear you are fine, Mrs. Joanna Kay. Bravo, Lady and Millie, on your intelligent and courageous action. May the three of you have many safe walks and talks together, thriving in each other's loving company.
For their caring and quick-thinking deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honouring Lady and Millie with the Shining World Hero Award and £100 for veg dog treats, etc.
Let's enjoy some humour with a joke told in Hungarian entitled Good Manners.
Egy tanár a jó modorról tartott előadást. Tegyük fel, hogy véletlenül rálépsz egy hölgy lábára. Mit csinálsz? Azt mondom, elnézést. Nagyon jó. És most tegyük fel, hogy a hölgy, hogy megjutalmazzon, pénzt ad neked. Mit tennél? Rálépnék a másik lábára is, hogy még egyszer adjam.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
My prayer is that you are doing very fine. Well, I'm fine too. I'm a 19-year-old doing my tertiary education at a local college. I've been a vegetarian for some time now. That was after I started watching a television station. However, most people in my country are non-vegetarians despite our president, who is over 8 years old, being a vegan. Somehow, I strongly feel I can try help our people to become vegans. Thank you very much, CRISPR from Zambia.
Caring CRISPR, thank you for your lovely message. It is fantastic that you are veg and want to help your co-citizens to adopt the earth-saving vegan diet. We have vital information available at www.suprememastertv.com/SOS that you are most welcome to download free of charge. May God bless you and the warm-hearted people of Zambia. Supreme Master Ching Hai said hi and love and congratulations to you. She loves your noble life-saving diet change.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Zhang Li Liao, which means goodbye in Hakka.
May the glory of heaven fill your days.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following a call by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Cyprus President Dimitris Christofias, a Greek Cypriot, and Turkish Cypriot leader Dr. Derviş Erolu agreed to expedite negotiations toward reunifying the partitioned island nation.
A new decree signed by President Dmitry Medvedev allows Russian citizens to share their opinions via the internet on constitutional and federal draft laws, with a summary report being presented to the president after 90 days of open discussion.
With the help of Venezuela and Cuba, the Moto Mendez Solidarity Mission in Bolivia opens its first free rehabilitation center for citizens with physical or mental incapacities, saying that it plans to offer daily treatments to up to 200 patients in need.
Former Soviet President and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Mikhail Gorbachev suggests that the goals of security and stability cannot be achieved through weapons, but through addressing root causes such as eliminating poverty and respecting human rights.
New Zealand and Australian officials announced the creation of a joint ready response team to be based in Brisbane, Australia, that will focus on disaster relief and humanitarian assistance in the Pacific region.
New medical software, BodyViz, developed by scientists in Iowa, USA, quickly transforms medical scan visualizations, such as MRIs, into high-quality color images that can be further explored in 3D to assist in diagnosis as well as in performing less invasive medical procedures.
In recognizing the need for international cooperation to cope with natural disasters, 10 Southeast Asian nations launch a disaster management center headquartered in Jakarta, Indonesia, to coordinate and collect data and develop new mitigation and early warning technologies.
Following a ceasefire agreement over a border dispute, Cambodia's foreign minister, Hor Namhong, and his Thai counterpart, Kasit Piromnya, appear before the UN Security Council as a negotiating body to make the next steps toward resolving their situation.
A new study published in UK's Proceedings of the Royal Society B shows that bats are among at least 5 types of animals that form lasting human-like friendships.
Philippine Trade School, Sorsogon State College, grows a native shrub called lubi-lubi or Philippine fig, originating in the indigenous region of Bicol, from which they create a nutritious vegetable delicacy with plans to introduce it nationwide.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.